And we are joined by Giants general manager Jerry Reese, who's been at this for a few years now. Jerry, good to see you as always. And, you know, you started this offseason by being very, very busy in free agency. In fact, over a dozen veteran free agents wound up coming to the Giants this year. When you started this process, did you realistically think you could get that many guys into the fold?
Well, Paul, the process is when you lose a lot of free agents, you have to bring a lot of free agents in. You have to, you know, you have to restock your team, and we try to do that.
Now, of course, Schwartz and Rogers Cromartie were two of the guys who garnered a lot of headlines from your take. How key was it for you to get those guys? Were they like the linchpins of the class that you tried to bring in?
Well, there were several guys that we talked to in free agency, but the two guys we had targeted that we wanted a chance to get, and we were fortunate enough to get those guys. You know, Schwartz brings some flexibility to us in our offensive line. You know, he's a big guy that plays like a big guy. We want to try to get bigger in our offensive line, and of course, Rogers Cromartie has been a premier corner in the league, and we still think he's, you know, ascending player who will only get better for us. And, you know, we couple him with Prince, and, you know, we try to have some pretty good corners. You got to have corners in this league, and we think he'll be a good fit for us.
The ink's dry in all of those contracts, so there are no secrets at this point. But which of your free agent class were you really surprised, pleasantly surprised to get that maybe you didn't think going in you were going to be able to corral?
Well, Rogers Cromartie was a guy that we thought would be a tough guy to pin down, because we thought there'd be a lot of suitors for him. And, you know, he came in here, he seemed to like us, and it worked out for us. And but he's probably the one guy that we thought would be a tough guy to get. And but it did work out for us, and we're happy to have him.
You got a new offensive coordinator as well in Ben McAdoo. Guy has a West Coast background and pedigree to him. How much will that play into what has already happened in free agency and what will happen in the draft? It's a different Giants offense now.
Yeah, but we still just try to get good football players, and I let our coaches coach and fit them into to whatever the system is. And I think Ben will be able to do that. Whatever players we give him, I think he'll be able to use them in whatever offense he puts out there for us.
Now, one of the things we're new to this year is the draft being pushed back a couple of weeks. The NFL obviously made that change to put it into May. From your perspective, is that better? Is that more challenging? How has that changed your job and how you went through this offseason process?
It really doesn't affect us. You know, it's just a couple of weeks difference. It gives you a little bit more time to look at more players, and, you know, with respect to the draft. But it really didn't have a big effect on us one way or the other. You know, everybody around the league's got the same rules, so nobody's, you know, has an advantage. So it didn't affect us that much.
Did it maybe, though, help with free agency, because there was a little bit more of an early time frame that you could deal with the free agency and then kind of get to the draft later?
Yeah, well, it did. It actually gives me, guys like me who can't go out and see all the players, it gives me a little bit more a window or time frame to look at the college players and you know, get free agency out of the way. We had a lot to do in free agency, and so we worked hard at that. So I had to spend a lot of time with total free agency, and then I had, after that, you know, calm down. I had to jump into the draft.
All right, we're getting down to the final preparations for the draft. So what is that final week or so like for you? What still has to be done? I'm sure you're tireless in terms of your work ethic right up until the first pick.
Well, you know, really, at this time of the year, most of the scouting part is done. You know, you can't come in the last couple of days and start scouting. The scouting is over with. We're just kind of, you know, putting our board together and, you know, getting our rows together, first row, second row, all the way through the seventh row, and some rows beyond that for free agents. But we're just working on that right now and seeing who the guys we like in the first row and the second row, and, you know, and trying to go through all the scenarios of what could possibly happen. And after you think you've got everything, you know, thought out, you know, something different still happens during the draft. So you try to prepare for everything, but you never can.
You think you've always prepared well, but as you say, sometimes something unexpected comes up. Has anything that you can recall happened in the final week leading up to the draft that has significantly changed something that you have done over your past years here?
Not off the top of my head, Paul. It's always some surprises in the draft. You be prepared for some surprises, but I'm never shocked by anything that happens in the draft, because there's always some things that happen, you know, up top and or in the middle of the draft or late in the draft that kind of surprise you a little bit. But I'm never shocked about anything.
So what's the final 24 hours before the draft like for you? Do you sleep at night? Do you stay up all night worried about maybe someone, a stone that was uncovered or still covered? What's it like?
It's an easy day. The day before the draft is an easy day for me, and we have our board up there ready to go, and you know, we just relax and let it, you know, the course take its, you know, it, you know, let everything take it, its course. And our scouts work hard. You know, that's really, you know, again, the lifeline of what we do. Our scouts, you know, they work hard. Mark Ross, our scouting staff, Chris Mayer, everybody, who they work long hours to get this draft board up for us. And we're prepared and ready to go.
Jerry Reese, always great to see you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Paul.
Watch Giants First and 10 Draft Special Thursday at 8:30 on MSG and Giants.com.